Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no easy way out, Hugh.
No shortcut home, Joe.
Never! What a day yesterday for the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 38-20. It wasn't even that close yesterday. A dominant victory. The ground, the pass game. And what a coincidence. It was without A.J. Brown yesterday. He was out with a hamstring injury. Or was it a coincidence, Hugh? Because we had quite the weekend of A.J. drama leading into the game, right? So couple of pieces of information to pass along. People probably heard this yesterday. Maybe if you were a little checked out over the weekend, you heard it, but you didn't quite sure what the heck people were talking about. Let me read you a couple things, and then we'll hear from Mike Garofalo yesterday before the game. So we know the NFL trade deadline is coming next Tuesday, right? Not tomorrow, a week from this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So here is what was written this weekend about the A.J. Brown situation, the Philadelphia Eagles. This was all leading into the game yesterday. Diana Russini at the owners' meetings last week. She asked Eagles owner Jeff Lurie what he would do if Brown knocked on his door and asked for a trade. Here is what he said. Quote, this is Jeff Lurie, quote, "We do what's best for the team. We won't even consider it seriously unless it's best for the Eagles. We will always do what gives us the best chance of winning big. Everything else is secondary." She then went on to write that the bottom line, Brown could be frustrated all he wants, but this team plays for the ring first. However, GM Howie Roseman will always listen. If the Eagles get an exorbitant offer, nobody is untradeable in Philadelphia. Adam Schefter, Saturday night into Sunday morning. "The Eagles are not expected to trade star wide receiver A.J. Brown before the November 4th trade deadline." But then he added this: "The Eagles would be willing to listen to any trade offer, but sources believe Philadelphia would not be willing to part with Brown for anything less than a blockbuster offer, which is not expected to be forthcoming." So, Hugh, leading into the game, where we knew he wasn't going to play, both Schefter and Russini talking about the idea of a trade, and while unlikely, they both framed it as if a huge offer came in, the Eagles would be willing to listen. Then we got this, Mike Garofalo on the field before the game yesterday, kind of rounding everything together.
Thank you, Stace. We've got a hamstring absence here as well. A.J. Brown, the Eagles wide receiver, that hammy tightened up this week. He will not play. The hope is that he is back for their next game on November 10th after the bye. I realize there's a trading deadline in between this game and that game, but as Ian Rappaport and I have told you multiple times here on this fine broadcasting network, the Eagles have no intention of trading A.J. Brown, and nothing has changed in that regard.
All right, Hugh, what's your view on what went down this weekend and then the fact they played better at him? I mean, the first thing I thought of when I read the quotes from Jeff Lurie and then watched the game yesterday is a message was sent to A.J. Brown over the last couple of days. A message was clearly sent.
Nobody's bigger than the squad.
Nobody's bigger than the team. I think the Eagles sent that through Jeff Lurie's quotes and the Adam Schefter report. Like, hey, we're not expected to trade him. If we get a great offer, sure, we will listen, because nobody's bigger than the team. It's about the Philadelphia Eagles. And then yesterday on the field was a reminder that nobody's bigger than the team. There's a segment of people out there who I'm sure think the Eagles absolutely no matter what need A.J. Brown. Well, they played like they didn't need him yesterday. I don't think it was a coincidence yesterday they played like that. Now, do I think they could do that every game without A.J.? Probably not, right?
No.
He's still a very good player.
You know, when you talk about the Giants and who they are, I mean, outside of that first game that we played against them, they're not on our level.
They're a bad team, right? Yeah. So I don't think the Eagles would score 38 a week without A.J. Brown. But I do think yesterday a message was sent. hey, look at the offense if it's free-flowing. Look at the offense if it's not trying to get the ball to one player. When we're just running the offense, this thing's about the team, not about one player. Hear your read on it, and was yesterday a coincidence?
Well, I do feel like there was a statement being made. Mm-hmm. Now, what that is, I don't know how, you know, but I'm petty also, so that plays into some of it. And it's just one of those things that when you look at it, I had a feeling going into this that it would look different, you know, because, and I made the correlation to Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs when he was there and how it was addition by subtraction. And now, you know, and Ike brought up the point that I bet you Josh Allen wish he had a receiver like Stephon Diggs now. But the bottom line is this. The offense yesterday looked more efficient than it did in a long time.
Totally.
And I don't. You'd be foolish not to think that there's some correlation between AJ not being out there in Jalen's ear or not in Jalen's ear or just that negative energy that he exudes with this team. You know, because even though, say for instance, if Schmitty was upset about not getting the football, he never said anything. He never let it be known that he was upset. He kind of just went about his business and he waited for his time. And yesterday a time was had. 6 catches for like 84 yards yesterday. Had a really good day. The running game got going. So I think that, and the offensive coordinator got a reprieve for a week.
I thought he called a great game yesterday.
Yeah, he got a reprieve. And it's one of those things where you have to look at all of those things together and say, Now, again, when you look at the Giants, you know, and you can say, well, their secondary wasn't that good or whatever
you
want to say.
It's a bad team.
Yeah, it's a bad team. You can say whatever you want to say. But Jalen's had 2 games back-to-back where he's played well, and A.J. Brown wasn't the focal point of the offense. It was more Schmitty than anything. So you take from that what you will. But when we do what we do for a living, you look at that, and you gotta wonder. Because going into this game, Joe, people wonder not whether or not A.J. was playing possum with this injury. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think he was. I don't think he was. Let me say that adamantly. I don't think he was. But the simple fact that people are questioning whether or not you're healthy enough
to play is crazy. It shows something weird's going on.
It's something weird going on.
Well, something weird's been going on the entire year. AJ has never just not seemed happy the whole time. I feel like a message was sent. I think deep down the Eagles do not want to move AJ Brown. I don't believe they do. He's a really good player. He's been a great player. And the more great players you have, the better chance you have of winning a lot of football games. But I think a message was sent from Jeff Lurie's quotes to the way they played yesterday. You're either in or you're out. I mean, we're gonna keep playing. We're gonna keep going, and we're gonna try to win a Super Bowl. You're either in or you're out. Kyle, was that a coincidence yesterday that the Eagles dominated without AJ?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, first of all, the Giants absolutely stink.
They do.
And I know the offense looked great, but I think the biggest difference this week to the week before with AJ was the run game was great. The offensive line played better. Saquon looked great. I mean, even Tank Bigsby looked great. Like, I'm not connecting the dots there with AJ Brown and why the offense looked great, just because I think the biggest difference was the run game.
It was the biggest difference. That was the biggest change, right? And then you could say that has really little to do with AJ, you know, not being on the field.
Well, it has nothing to do with
AJ. Well, I thought the pass game, and it was only 20 throws, I thought it was just way more decisive. Like, the ball got out of Jalen Hurts' hands. He held it a few times and got sacked. But, like, when he threw, there was no looking for... I didn't think yesterday he ever looked for one guy. He just dropped back, especially on the under-center things, his back foot at the ground, and he threw to whoever was open. And I feel like at times, you go back that second half against the Bucks, where it felt like they forced the ball to AJ. Yeah. I thought yesterday, it almost felt like they were freer as a team. Like, they didn't have to worry about who's getting targets.
Maybe, but, like, I also think, I don't know, if you look at a lot of the plays there, like, Devontae doesn't have anyone within the same zip code. I just thought it was a better play-calling day from Kevin Bitullo.
It was great.
Like, I think guys were just more open. I think it was almost easier for Jalen to be decisive because the decision was ready-made for him. You know? Like, and I don't know.
That's fair. But, I mean, I guess you can't deny the fact that it kind of felt to me like it was more loose, like it was more.
It was freer.
It felt more fluid, and I don't know what that. To your point, Kyle, I don't know what that is. And you're right about the running game. The running game was much better than it was last week. That's why it's when things like this happen, you look at everything, you try to figure it out, but you cannot deny that not having AJ out there, the team looked different. That's the point that I'm making. It looked different. The offense looked different.
Well, and I think we want to say it was a coincidence because we don't want to think, oh, they're better without AJ Brown. I'm just saying the facts are the facts. Their best game came without AJ Brown. I mean, you could pretend that's not true, but that is true. Their best offensive game this year, he wasn't on the field. So if I'm the Eagles, I have an extra leg, I have a stronger leg to stand on where I'm like, hey, dude, get on board. You're either here and you're going to get on board with what we're doing, or we don't need you. Like, you know what happened yesterday. You kind of spoke this on the pregame show yesterday. If it had gone the other way, right?
Yeah.
If it had gone the other way, let's say they got
out. We need AJ.
If they went out there and scored 7 points, it would have been a whole day of, see, they got to make AJ happy. He's the reason. They can't win. I mean, Elliott said in the pregame show, the Eagles have stunk over the years without AJ Brown. This is a different year. This is a different team. This team showed me yesterday that they can move the football just fine without AJ Brown. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Philadelphia, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
I got one question for everybody. Mm-hmm. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained, Philadelphia?
Well, I think we were all entertained yesterday. That was awesome.
I was wrong on Friday. It wasn't no, senor. It was, si, senor. Viva la Saquon Barkley. Unfreaking believable.
It was as good as we've seen around here since Aaron. It's the best game they played since last year. I mean, that looked like the 2024 Eagles. That's what we all wanted.
It was a game of humble pie. You know, while other quarterbacks, you know, who are in the MVP running showed their true colors, you know, Sky Marshall Hurts just continued to do what he does best, and that's win ball games. I mean, Quadzilla erupted, the monsters of Broadway, Johnson, Mailata, Steen, Dickerson, and hey, it's not Tooth, it's Brett Toth. Played not a great game, but he played a really, really good game. Really, really proud. And guess what, guys?
Mm.
You know, this defense is on a different level when you've got one Kobe Dean in there. I mean, it is just, they played so well yesterday, and it's just a mean, nasty, sure tackling defense. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he does, but when he's in there, it's just a completely different ballgame.
Well, call it swagger.
Yeah, Hugh, I think Aaron's right about this. The Dean addition, I think it's helped the run defense a lot. I mean, Aaron, I didn't expect him to come back this quickly off of that injury and look kind of like he did last year, Nicobe, but I agree with you. He's done a good job.
Ball hawk.
Yeah.
You know, going to the AJ Brown thing, mm-hmm. for anybody that thinks that we are better off without AJ Brown is absolutely positively out of their mind.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think we all realize he's a tremendous player, and the idea of subtracting a tremendous player doesn't seem to make sense. But there sometimes is, hey, a distraction is hurting us. The Buffalo Bills have been a better offense since Stephon Diggs was subtracted. This happens in sports.
Here's what I'm going to come back at you with. Okay. This whole AJ Brown situation is beyond football. And anybody that's been in a locker room, you know, where you have, you know, all different walks of life, mm-hmm. people from all different backgrounds come together. There are different personalities, and I think that we have to face it with A.J. Brown. He just has that personality where some people just aren't happy, right? No matter how good things are, if they don't have drama, they can't function normally. And I think it's a fact that he's got this big old void, you know, deep inside him, and he keeps trying to fill it, and it's just empty so quickly.
Aaron, I get all that.
I just have to come to a realization that's who he is.
I do. I've accepted who he is. The point is, though, if they can't let him bring down the entire team. Like, he either has to get on board and stop complaining or get out. I mean, this is very simple. If he wants to be here, I think they want him here. I don't think the Eagles want to trade AJ Brown. They signed him to a contract just before last year. But if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not going to force him here for the next 3 months because we can't trade him. Like, if he doesn't want to be here, he can get out.
And then,
I think just like the Sixers situation, you know, with with Joel Embiid, I think the best medicine for A.J. Brown is what happened yesterday. I mean, the fact that this offense went up and down the field and they functioned normally says everything. I got one last thing. Just a note to CBS. Please, please, please stop with Tony Romo doing Cowboy games. It's absolutely makes me sick to listen to this guy, you know, call a Cowboys game.
At least at least you got to watch him call the Cowboys get blown out yesterday. Aaron, good phone call. That was at least fun to watch.
Did Aaron say Broadway, by the way?
In terms of?
I think he referred to our O-line as the Monsters of Broadway.
Did he mean Broad Street?
I would assume so.
Yeah, Broadway's in New York.
He spent a little bit too much time outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
If you're thinking that.
It's a bad. You can go back and listen. That's a bad call by Aaron, if it was. I said good call. I'm wrong about that. Can we hear some good calls? What it sounded like yesterday? The montage right here.
The montage.
On WIP.
Happy Kelly Green Sunday, everyone. And welcome to Lincoln Financial Field, where today the 5-2 Eagles meet the 2-5 New York Giants. Barkley, off left tackle, he's across the 45-50, 45-40, he's gonna go! Saquon Barkley finally explodes! 65 yards! They go to Bigsby, cuts to the outside, turns the corner. He's at the 35, 40, 45, out of bounds at the 47-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain. Hurts, on first down, fakes. He's back, he fires, complete Smith at the 30. At the 25, at the 20, Devontae Smith. You said he was waiting for his first reception. He got it. Long count, and he has pushed forward, and he has the first down. The ball comes loose afterwards, and the Giants pick it up. They told the Giants they couldn't challenge. They challenged anyway, and the play, after being reviewed, stood. So all Brian Daboll succeeded in doing was costing himself a timeout and losing a challenge. Brilliant. Hurts. Back. He swings it over, and walking in is Saquon Barkley for the touchdown. Scataboo taking off in the truck. Looks like a leg injury.
The compassion showed by the fans here at Lincoln Financial.
Classy.
Listen,
classy.
Very, very classy.
Quick pitch to Barkley. Tries to get outside. He does. 45 and down to the 42. Barkley is going over the 100-yard mark. Hurts accepting the snap. Going back, firing, complete, and spinning forward, in for the end zone goes Goddard. Touchdown, Eagles. There's the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 21. The New York Giants, 10. Give goes to Barkley off the right side. He breaks tackles. 40, 45. Midfield, 45. Out of bounds, another big run, and a big block from Brett Toth.
No. That was a great block from Brett Toth.
Second down and 26. What do you do here? Hurts gives it off to Bigsby. Bigsby cuts to the outside, breaks a tackle at the 50, 45-40. He's got a first down near the 30. Hurts gives it off. No fakes. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. His second of the game. Eagles pass rush. Just gaining ferocity on every play. Dart takes the snap. He's back. Here comes the rush. They hit him. He breaks free. But they've got him again! They've got him again, Ojomo!
Much better job of getting the quarterback, Jackson Dart, on the ground today. That's the fifth time they've gotten to him for a sack.
Dart is back. Here comes that rush again. He lets it fly down the far side of the field, and it's caught. And running all the way across the 20, the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown is Darius Slayton. They're calling offensive pass interference on Slayton. And Brian Daboll is going to have a heart attack.
Did you read his lips?
I didn't read his lips, but I know whatever he said couldn't go on the air. Hurts drops, steps up, looks. He is going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! And in for a touchdown, Jahan Dotson! The Eagles defeat the New York Giants 38-20 to go into the bye with a 6-2 record.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The calls on WIP yesterday, a little Merrill montage there. He is right about Brian Daboll losing his mind. I mean, that guy had a meltdown on the sideline yesterday. And he's also right about Hugh the Pass Rush. We talked a lot about the offense today because it was their best offensive game.
Yeah.
Their defense played really well. And you were right in saying last week the Giants' offense with Dart in there had been, you know, starting to come alive. They shut them down yesterday. I mean, yeah. Dart got sacked five times. He looked like a rookie yesterday.
Yeah, it's always the fifth game, man, because you have success throwing the ball because nobody really has a book on, you know, some of the throws that you have. It's just weird. It's always the fifth game. You know, you give them four games in the NFL, and then it's that fifth game where the young guys tend to struggle a little bit.
And that's why Kyle and I try to tell you on Friday this had to be a blowout. I mean, we, you know.
Yep. Some of us have standards.
Some of us have vision, third eye, all that stuff.
You know, vibrating
I mean,
on a
I mean, that's fine. You guys were. I will concede that, you know, you guys were right.
Wow.
For once.
Wow, this is a
for
new
once.
One.
For once.
For once.
I mean, blind squirrel find another.
There we go. So after saying we were right, you take a couple shots twice.
I mean, that's how, isn't that how it works around
these sports? I'm just making sure we're on the same page. All right, let's go to Kurt in Overbrook. What's up, Kurt?
What's up?
Kurt, what's up?
Yeah, y'all tripping. I love y'all to death, but.
What are we doing?
How are we tripping?
Because AJ wasn't on the field. You say it's coincidence.
Kurt, this is reckless speculation. This is reckless speculation.
Day.
Yes.
You're tripping.
Because we do a radio show every day where we recklessly speculate about
stuff.
So you just think
it was a coincidence they played their best without him?
Who else was not out there? No starting caliber cornerbacks for the Giants were out there.
Sure. It's not like they have prime Deion Sanders that was out. I mean, all their guys stink.
We recklessly speculated. We threw that out first. What are you talking about?
I understand. As soon as y'all came on, that's the first thing I heard. I was like, I got a call. They're tripping. Like,
we trip every day, though. What you talking about?
That's true.
Every day.
Especially you.
Every day.
But I think we look good, but we were supposed to look good because they stink. So we got to continue this. But we need AJ, though. It makes the whole offense go.
Kirk, can I ask you a question?
So hold on. I just want to hit something.
When they whooped our ass, was he feeling some kind of way?
Yeah, of course. Kurt, I understand where you're coming from, and I think I would rather have AJ than not. But that word need is strong, Kurt. I don't think
you need him.
I don't think they not the AJ that's pouting every 5 minutes. I don't need that.
See,
they don't pay attention to his pouting, though. They don't care.
I disagree. But here's why, Kurt. That game in Tampa Bay about 3 weeks ago, the offense was moving the whole first half. He wasn't involved. The second half, they forced the ball to him, and we couldn't get a first down.
I agree with you on that. We can't force it.
Like, Kurt, the idea of AJ I love, right? And I'd rather have good players than not as good players. I just wonder how much he, like, sucks the energy out of them sometimes and forces the ball to himself instead of just letting it flow. Like, if he was on board with everything, of course we want to keep him. He's a great player. It's just...
I mean, but all the great receivers want the ball all the time. We've been
all
through
of them.
Well, they do.
All
but,
of them want the ball.
Yeah, but sometimes they get louder than other times, and this feels loud.
Trash and Stinkston. I lived through that. I was...
Hold up, man. Todd, my
those are
my
huge
frat
boys,
brother.
Man.
That's my frat brother. Leave my frat brother alone.
Is he wrong?
No, he can't be called that.
He's dead right.
We can't call him that on this show.
Sure,
we can't.
Kurt, you're right.
No,
don't listen to him.
Kurt was right.
Y'all ain't right, man.
I love you, man.
Kurt, appreciate you, buddy.
Have a good one, man.
I mean, you could say he can't, but it doesn't mean he's wrong, right? It's just like, I can't let you say that.
That's Michael Irvin's fault.
Michael Irvin's fault.
Because he the one that called him James Trash and Todd Stinkston.
Again, correct.
Don't you think their play had something to do with that? Again, maybe you can't answer the question.
It's not Michael Irvin's fault that they stopped. I recuse myself from this conversation.
Okay.
Y'all ain't about to be talking bad about my frat brother. Not while I'm sitting here.
That's fine.
We might.
Yeah. I mean, most of the people agree. You know,
I know. You know, I can see people in the car talking about,
Yeah, I mean, they're right, but what are you going to do? All right, 215-592-9494. Oh, we got a lot to unpack here. Merrill's going to join us coming up at 11. His call of the game yesterday, his thoughts on what he saw, the best rushing game of the season. That was the Saquon Barkley of last year. Tank Bigsby goes for over 100. The offensive line yesterday was absolutely awesome. Are the Eagles fully back? Early poll results, yes, at 61%. And the A.J. Brown discussion, it's not going anywhere. There's a week until the NFL trade deadline. And there's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, listening, like, Joe, come on, like, they're not going to trade him. Has there been one report that the Eagles would not listen to an offer? He's untradeable?
It was not decisive. Nobody said, no, we're not trading.
And also, I would love to hear? I would love to hear a report, A.J. Brown wants to be an Eagle. Where's that one? I haven't got that one yet. That's why this stuff is still out there. Yesterday, for me, was a message sent by the Eagles to A.J. Brown. We're moving forward. Either you're with us or you're not. And the way I feel is I don't want to dump A.J. Brown. He's a great football player. But if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not forcing it. If I can get a big offer, yeah, of course I'm going to listen over the next 8 days. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot to get to today. Your reaction to the game, the victory. Are the Eagles fully back? Did you think the AJ thing was a coincidence? I didn't. I thought it was a free-flowing offense that wasn't thinking about forcing the football. There's just one particular player we will get to a little bit later on in the show. Bryce Harper's comments on the record.
You weren't happy.
Yeah, he's hurt. We'll get to Bryce Harper, what he had to say about Dombrowski's comments and all the stuff going on around him. Merrill Reese on the other side. Your phone call as well. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.